Gimel Tamuz Simen Kuf Samich Aleph Halacha Yud Ches, and we're going to Simen Kuf Samich Beis Halacha He. So we're discussing still the different forms of chatzitza. Kitzur teaches us not a woman should immerse herself when there's dust in her feet, but if she did, if it was very thin dust, where really water can be easily remove it, meaning by the mikveh water it removes that dust, so the immersion is valid. So that's like we mentioned, this already, to be careful, especially when women are going into rivers, etc. That's definitely something of a challenge. And the next interesting shaila is also when it comes to the common lice and fleas and nits and all these different types of beautiful things that women can have or men can have in their hair. So the Kitzur discusses, and in fact says that when it comes to certain types of lice that are really clinging to the hair, so you have to remove them. Now, even this, I saw the Poskim say that you can do the best you can, but if not, it is still a valid mikveh. And then the Kitzur discusses something that he doesn't even expand on, because it's so mysterious and perhaps not even again in the Maisa, but he discusses women that have certain braids. Now, if you look in the sources, in the Rama, on the Rama, discusses this was done sometimes because of a demon. So different, again, demons, the Gemara discusses whether we have demons there or not. The Rambam is mashmal not. The Yaakov Kamenetsky explains why we don't have demons anymore. So thank God we don't have these things. So this is a very uncommon situation where women has braids that can't be taken off, and it would actually be dangerous to take off on a, so to speak, a mystical level. I did, strangely enough, just get a recently a lady asked me, she had like braids similar to, I forgot what it's called, African-American type of braids. Maybe there's a name for it, better name for that, but I'm not sure. But anyway, so here too, it's an interesting discussion. We say that really hair is bound together. It's not the same hair that's bound to itself. It's not such a problem because water gets through. But these actual braids seem to have been like impossible for the water to penetrate. So all these things, we definitely don't do anymore. We don't have these types of braids. At least lechatchila, and certainly this interesting shaila about the braids protecting you from demons, etc., don't apply anymore. Thank God. There is an interesting connection to the next halacha. The next halacha discusses the mitzvah that when a woman, the seventh night comes to play, so then the halacha is that she should go to the mikveh and should not delay from going to the mikveh because mitzvah per viriviyah, meaning having children. Now, even if they're not having children, still a mitzvah is the dispute. If the night of the mikvah is considered a mitzvah, not an obligation, not for sure, the husband and wife have to be on the same page, because there are many situations, sometimes a wedding, sometimes there's a situation where it's going to be embarrassing, it's Friday night. So this is the type of thing you have to ask a shayla, but we definitely see the severity of delaying one night of being together because of the period of riva, which we learn from Yeshua. And certainly if a woman is just trying to paint her husband, which unfortunately could happen in both ways, on both ends, and this is something that a person has to be so careful with, not to use going to the mikveh as something to pain each other. That's one of the worst things, and it causes a lot of trouble. And okay, we'll discuss also when a husband's out of town. It's also a fascinating shayla. But before that, the Kitzur goes on to explain that a woman, someone just wrote to me yesterday, interesting, what's the earliest she could go to the mikveh? So you look on the handy dandy Maizmanim, you look at Tzeizek Echavim, usually that's the time. There are opinions that say you go based on when Shabbos is out. So if you do 72 minutes, but Meikadin Tzeizek Echavim is fine. The point is that there are situations where it's difficulty, it's dangerous, it's uncomfortable, she's going to the ocean. And in such cases, then there's more of a leniency to go before darkness and before Shkia, even before Shkia. And then there's a whole debate that she should not come home before it says because she can't have yichud. Now the Kitzur totally dismisses, he says, the possibility of going on the seventh day, forget about it, meaning seventh day daytime. And the reason for that is because if they have relations that day and then she has a period, the mafer ends up that she never had zayin the kimsha, she was considered nida. So at best he would be lenient if it was the eighth day. For whatever reason it got delayed, it was difficult. Then now kalas, women that are going getting married, then there's much more of a leniency that they could go during the day, and b'shas l'tchak even on the seventh day. I'm mentioning this because Rav Moshe finds in Zecher Tzadik Livracha has a famous tshuva where he says that when there's a situation of oynes, and I spoke to his Talmud or Shmuel first, who told me that this is something definitely that one should use when they're carefully, of course. But when it's nagia, and it's many, many times it's nagia, because women that don't live, that have a Friday night mikvah and don't live next to within walking distance, or could be dangerous, etc. So they definitely have what to rely on. The only thing is, you have to remember that you have to find a mikvah that would allow it. There are mikvahs, usually more in New Jersey, where they allow it, and with the permission of a rav. But it's something to keep in mind, because unfortunately, there was a great tshuva, a great rav that in a certain community that was against it. And then a young couple confided that they were transgressed because they couldn't wait. And therefore, sometimes you have to be a chacham to know when not to be machmir, but rather to be lenient, because that is the right thing to do. So Moshe had big plates, as they say. And he felt that b'makomayim, he could rely to machlekes in the Rishonim already. But that is the halacha. So the kitzur only allows the 8th day. He doesn't allow the 7th day, which is very interesting. Also, discussion that the kitzur discusses is when a woman goes to the mikveh, really standing on something. Preferably, at least at the time of the immersion, she should be surrounded by water without standing on anything. But there is situations where she has to stand on some step or stuff. So in such cases, she just ask a shayla, as the kitzur says. And another important element is the modesty, not to be tayva, not to go into a mikveh where there's people watching or ocean that people are watching. A, because of the modesty aspect, but not only that, because it causes us to be quick and immerse very quickly without being careful. So therefore, that's an important element to keep in mind. And there are different places, oceans out there that people go away, Turks and Caicos, all these interesting areas that the Chabad will help you make sure that it's being done in a modest way and at the right time. So it's always good to be in touch with them. Have a beautiful day.